Tanya for the 21st of Sivan, Chof Aleph Sivan, is in Perek Zayin, Chapter 7, Shara Yichud Ve'emunah, and it's on page 310, three lines from the top. V'hine gederu b'china shem eilom neifel al b'chinas mokim u'b'chinas man dafkin. What can be called a world? What does world mean? What does a created state mean? It means that which is governed by the limitations of time and space. B'chinas mokim hu mizrach hu mayriv tzofen dorim maylo mato. What does space mean? Space means that there is a difference between east and west, north and south, top and bottom. And b'chinas man, what does time mean? Time means that there is a difference between past, present, and future. Ovar hevev osid. V'hine kol b'chines elu ein lehem shaychus b'mides hagdeshes ro'yenes. Now all these conditions of time and space do not apply at all to the divine attributes above Malchus. The first nine attributes. There is no time and space there. Ki im b'midas Malchus yizborich levado shayich leimar shehu yizborich melech lemayla adin ketu lemato adin tachus. When it comes to the attribute of Malchus, that God is a melech, here it is appropriate to say that God is the king above and below, which is space. V'chein l'dalet sitin. V'chein b'b'chein azman, and also in terms of time, it is appropriate to say Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yimlech. If you want to apply time to God, to say God was, is, and will be, past, present, and future, it's only in terms of his malchus, in terms of melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yimlech. Because the attribute of malchus, that's what relates to time and space. But the other element, the other midas are above time and space, they're above the created condition. Which means, the created condition as we know it, is a finite condition. Finite meaning that everything has its place and everything has its time. And that comes as a result of each created being having its own unique properties. What does it mean when it has its own unique properties? That it can't blend, it can't share, it can't coexist with its opposite. So fire can't coexist with water. And although there is water and fire in the world, but they're not in the same place or not at the same time. So in order for things to exist in a physical state, they each have to have their own space and their own time, meaning they have to be separated from everything else. And the separation of time and space, the fact that here is not there, and now is not later, that separation, that distinction, exists only in Malchus and not in the higher Keches. And that's because Malchus recognizes on some level the significance of the created being. In order for a king to be a king, he has to have subjects. He has to have people who obey him. And if in order to be a king you have to have people to obey you, then the people take on a certain significance. Only their significance is that they are in terms of God. The significance is that these things exist as they are only because it expresses God's Malchus. Because the attribute of Malchus needs to have a world in over which to be a king, that's the only reason that a world exists. So that's a total bittle to the king, to the creator. But that relates only to Malchus, whereas the higher keches are for themselves. They're not dependent on a created being, and therefore they don't recognize the distinction between past, present, and future, between here, there, and elsewhere. And that's why a miracle that a tzaddik performs is because he's on a level higher than Malchus. In Malchus, east is east and west is west. But in Yesod, for example, the Midah that is above Malchus, over there, east doesn't have to be separate from west. They can both be at the same time. So a tzaddik can be here and there at the same time. Because he is above Malchus, he's higher than Malchus. He's a tefach higher than the earth, and therefore can rearrange things on the earth without having to be restricted to the teva and to the separations that define physical existence. It said of the Alter Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe did not perform miracles. That wasn't his thing. And that's because he wasn't a tefach higher than the world, he was ten tefachim higher. And when you're ten tefachim higher, you're even higher than performing miracles in the world. And you're even removed from rearranging east and west and past and present and so on. So the Alter Rebbe wasn't even involved or devoted to performing miracles. Only in Malchus is Shaykh Lemash who is Barich Melech Lamaila Adin Ketz, or Lamata Adin Tachlis, that God's kingdom extends above and below, because in the attribute of Malchus, above is above and below is below. So the existence of time and space, and they're coming into existence, being created out of nothingness, and their continued existence for as long as they do exist, it comes from the attribute of Malchus, and it comes through the shame Adnai. Fish and midas malchus is barich, mechadis b'muhus v'yatzmus is barich b'tachos ha'yichud. And since the attribute of Malchus is completely one with God, k'meishi is barich, hilkoch gam b'chinas ha'mokim v'azman b'teilim b'metzias mamish v'gabi muhus v'yatzmus is barich, k'bitul el ha'shemesh b'shemesh. Because the attribute of Malchus is one with God, that's why the time and space that are created by Malchus are bottle mamish to the Eibishter. So the midah of Malchus is miyuchad. Time and space is bottle. V'zeu shiluv shem adnus b'shem havaya. And this is the joining, the merging of Shem Adnai with the Shem Havaya. Ki Shem Havaya meir shu lemaila min hazman, shu hoya hei veviyya b'regi echad, kama shikosu b'ram, raya mehemna pashas Pinchas. That Havaya is the name that includes past, present, and future in one word, meaning that they all exist at the same time, so he is above the distinctions of past, present, and future, if they all exist at the same time. V'chein l'mayla m'v'chinas mokin, and also beyond the level, the condition of space. Ki hu mehavet tamid es kol b'chinas hamokim kulei m'l'mayla ad l'mata l'dalat zitim. Because God, Shem Havaya, is what's creating the space. So he certainly is not limited by the space. So when you bring together the Shem Adnai with Shem Havaya, then you have time and space, but the time and the space are bottle because of the presence of the Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is that which is above time and space, and when you introduce that into the name Adnai, then you have a bittle in the existence. That the thing exists, but it is bottle. It exists only as an expression to further the expression of God's kingdom. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 21st of Sivan, the Rebbe writes, את רבנו בספר של בנו עם פרק גימל אמר די אלפי רבי in the Tanya in Pere Gimel says ki Gimel Mechan Chabad v'zayin midis, that the three mental faculties Chochma Bin Adas and the seven emotions heim hishtalshulus me'esa sviris alienis, they evolve or devolve from the ten divine attributes. The chol zehu benefesh ruach u'neshama sheheim ha'mislapshim begufa adam, and this all applies to the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the three parts of the soul that are clothed in the body. Omnam inyan hamesiras nefesh ala lakus, but the ability to give up one's life, mesiras nefesh, for godliness, vasaid nishter vil or nishter ken zayin chas v'sholem anifed melikus, this fact or this condition, which is the definition of a Jew, that a Jew is someone who cannot and doesn't want to be separated from godliness, zehu me'atmus ein sev baruch hu. This comes to the Jew not from the divine attributes, it comes from God himself, shelemayla me'inyan hasvides, which is godly, the essence of God that is higher than the attributes, the zeishisam hisvides hachochma, the highest of the attributes is chochma, and this mesiras nefesh comes from a place higher than that, higher than chochma.